woman was here when she touched the hem of his clothes. That's just one of the stories that everybody knows. Oh, I know the facts, but I'd love to feel what the blind man felt when his eyes were healed. He went running through the streets to share.
I wish I could have been there when the thousands were fed with just two fish and some bread to see the little boy packing up the rest. I wish I could have been there to see the lame that could leap, hear the dumb that could speak,
and see the multitudes of people Jesus blessed.
I wish I could have seen the stone that went a-rolling away when they looked inside the door to where the grave clothes lay. I didn't see, but I believe that he'd ascend it in the air. And I really wish I could have been there.
Eager mind that lies was to walk out of his grave, and then a Galilean storm, he started coming the waves. I wanna feel that breeze blowing on my face, I wanna know the smell, I wanna taste the taste, just a reading that it couldn't compare.
I wish I could have been there when the thousands were fed with just two fish and some bread to see the little boy packing up the rest. I wish I could have been there to see the lame that could leap, hear the dumb that could speak,
and see the multitudes of people Jesus blessed.
I wish I could have seen the stone that went a-rolling away when they looked inside the door to where the grave clothes lay. I didn't see, but I believe that he ascended in the air. And I really wish I could have been there.
I wish I could have
been there when the thousands were fed with just two fish and some bread to see the little boy packing up the rest. I wish I could have been there to see the lame that could leap, hear the dumb that could speak,
and see the multitudes of people Jesus blessed.
I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been. Wouldn't that have been something? Oh, what a broadcast we're going to have today. Two big subjects. I'm going to need your patience and I'm going to need your help. Our announced program was getting ready for the rapture and New Jerusalem. Getting ready for the rapture and New Jerusalem. I want to tell you something, friend. It's time to go. It's time to go. That rapture has got to be at the door. I cannot think of anything clearer than that rapture has got to be at the door. That rapture has got to be at the door. Now, we're not just going to talk about the rapture and that New Jerusalem. We're going to talk about the president of this United States of America and the edict that he issued this week. An edict requiring every school that's local all the way to college in America to submit to allowing transvestites, transgender people in the place of their choice. That means dorms. That means changing rooms. That means shower rooms. That means restrooms. You're talking about something so foolish and so something beyond any thought of reason, any thought of sensibility. I am overwhelmed by what this man has done. And I'm going to tell you honestly, I was sick all day that day. I was sick, not in my body, but in my emotions. I just felt sick. I felt out of it. Well, we have got together with a large group of ministers. We now have 33 ministers who've committed themselves to fast and pray all day Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, 3 days of prayer. We've got one thing we're asking for together. One thing we're asking for together, and that is that President Obama be removed from the White House. We're asking God to remove him from the White House. We don't want no man involved. This is all what we're asking our Father to do for the sake of our children, for the sake of our young people, for the sake of future families and future people in America, for the sake of decency, well, for the sake of judgment. Judgment. I mean, you can't do things like this and not answer to God in judgment. And if we as a nation aren't willing to take a stand, then we're not ready for the rapture. I'll tell you that right now. If we're not ready to take a stand, we're not ready to be part of the city of New Jerusalem. You live in New Jerusalem, friend. It's going to be because you paid the price to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ with every bit of your heart. Now, I want us to go first thing today to the book of Ezekiel. The the book of Ezekiel, okay? I want to read you something that is God's Word, anointed by the Holy Ghost, as pure as the riven snow. Now listen to me. Go to Ezekiel chapter 9. Ezekiel chapter 9, and we will read together some verses that may just take your breath away. 33 ministers now committed to fasting. These are Church of God ministers, Emmanuel Holiness ministers, maybe Assembly of God. I'm not sure yet that we've got them, but we're working on that. Church of God, our Bible Holiness Ministerial Fellowship that we have, that we are part of. That's at least those three. I have a publisher that I was talking with that's involved as a publisher, and he's involved with us. We don't know how far it will go and how big it will get. I'm suggesting we'll have 100 before tomorrow is over. God-fearing ministers. God-fearing ministers. I hope we'll get the Baptists. And maybe some Presbyterians, but I doubt it. They've just gone the other way. Even the Jewish rabbis are gone the other way. I'm amazed at the venom in these hearts of liberal religious people against anything decent. But you let me show you what God says about it. Listen to this. Ezekiel 9:4. And the Lord, make sure you hear that. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and seek and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh and that cry. Men that sigh and that cry over the abomination that is done in the midst thereof. These are men and women weeping, crying and sighing over the abomination which was being done in the midst of the city. This is the worst abomination America's ever seen. There's never been. I mean, sodomy is bad enough. But when you say to the sodomites who are now transgender and transvestites, you can go in the ladies' bathroom, men in ladies' bathroom, ladies, women, I'm sorry, in men's bathrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, dorm rooms. You're talking about a full-fledged kind of thing. A full-fledged. You're talking about an abomination that's worse than any abomination ever happened in my lifetime. There's been nothing in my history that even comes close to it. And to the others, he said, in mine hearing, go you after him through the city and smite, let not your eyes spare, neither have pity. Slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near unto any man who is the mark or has the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. At my sanctuary, begin at my sanctuary, that then they begin at the ancient men which were before the city. The ancient, that means the older elders, like the priest over at the rabbi synagogue, or the minister over at Myers Park Baptist, or whoever. I mean, whoever, the Pentecostal preacher, the charismatic preacher, the T.J. Jakes, T.D. Jakes. I mean, friends, we're talking about God literally saying, put a mark on those that sigh and cry. That's the people that stand against this abomination. That's the people that will not bend, they will not bow, and they cannot burn, because God's going to take care of them. And he said, you go and put a mark on those that literally will stand up and weep and cry. And then those that will not stand up and weep and cry, we're going to slay them. We're going to eliminate them from the city. And it was horrendous what happened right there in Jerusalem, because abomination of evil and wickedness had invaded the city, and they wouldn't do anything about it. They wouldn't even stand up and be counted. Now, I'm telling you, every minister that's given us their name to fast and pray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the removal of Obama from the White House has got a mark on their brow. And I tell you, this nation will know it. If God answers us, and he will answer us, this nation will know it. And we can see the hand of God again, friend. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with all of this. I'm so overwhelmed, I really hardly know what to say. say. But I know I'm going to stand up. And I know I'm going to be counted. And I know I'm going to push that plate back for 3 days. And I'm going to do it only to reach out to my Heavenly Father. Father, believe in you to remove this vile man from my White House. Remove this vile man from my White House. We want no man to touch him. We want no person to touch him. We're not calling for anything but the hand of God. That's all we're calling for, the hand of God. Are you with us? Now, you can join us, preachers. Any minister listening to me, hey, may I say to all the church members out there, call your pastor and tell him what I'm doing. Tell him what we are doing. Now, remember, it's the Assembly of God. It's the young man that has committed, that was into publishing. He's a Baptist, I think. We're inviting the Baptists. We invited anybody out there. I mean, nobody is excluded. You can join us. And the number to call right here today and say, I'm a pastor and I'm joining you. Give my wife, the ladies, there's two of them, and they'll take your name. Nobody's going to put your names anywhere. It's just going to be between us and God, and we're going to let God help us. But you ought to tell your church tomorrow. If you don't tell your church tomorrow, I'm fasting and praying Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for this president to be removed. He has brought abomination on our nation. He has brought abomination on our nation. And we've got to have something to happen to turn this nation back. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with Pastor Chambers? I'm just a pastor. I'm just an old-fashioned one. I don't have long left down here. I'm over 80 now. I don't know how long I have. I hope a few years. I want to stay here at the task until Jesus comes back and gets me. I'm telling you, I really do. But I promise you, we don't know what's going to happen, but we know God is going to take care of us. And we know God is going to help us, and we're going to stand tall, and we're going to do what's right, and we're going to believe God. We're going to believe God by Wednesday, when the day is finished at midnight Wednesday. We're going to believe that God has removed this man out of our White House. And we don't know. We don't know if there's people that can vote him out. We don't know how somebody can get him, but we want God to take care of it. And however God does it, we're going to be grateful. 33 now ministers from different different groups, different denominations, yes. We just want anybody involved, because it's got to be an answer. It's got to be an answer. We cannot go any further without an answer. Are you hearing me? Now, I had a man, I won't call his name. I almost did, but I shouldn't do that. Had a man, I believe he's from up in Virginia, and he said, why don't you pray for the man to be saved? That would be more biblical. Pray for God to forgive him. And I answered him back. You know, I was praying yesterday for this man. And you know what God spoke to my heart? He's a reprobate. He's already been turned over by God to be a reprobate. So there's no hope for him. He can't repent. He's a reprobate. His mind has been totally screwed up. I mean, turned into somersaults by the Heavenly Father. And there's no repentance. There's no turning around. I believe that with all of my heart. He's blasphemed God. He's blasphemed the Bible. He's probably blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And it's over. And if he could be saved, I would be the first one on my knees praying with him. I promise you that. But you can't go as far as he's gone. You can't do what he's doing. He's a reprobate. I think we all know that. I mean, a biblical reprobate is those whom God has made a reprobate, and he's removed conviction. He no longer feels this God-given sense of conscience inside of him. His conscience is gone. And that's not just him. It's a multitude out there whose conscience is gone. And they'll be voting for Hillary, and they'll be going all the way with this darkness. But by the grace of God, we're believing for a turnaround. All right. Now, I want you on the lines. I've talked long enough. I want you on the lines helping me. I want to hear from you, and I want to know if we got anybody out there that's willing to stand up. Are you willing to stand up? Are you willing to stand up?
And you, wait a minute.
Well, that one was not there, so let's try again. You on the air? May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Are you there, my friend? Well, nobody's speaking up, so I presume they're not there. Please do not waste our time. Help me, ladies, and make sure they are there before you let me know. Our lines are open, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. It's very important. We want to hear from you. We want you involved. We'll get you right in the middle of what you're doing. I'll try again to see if those lines may be open. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello?
Are you on the air? Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm willing to stand with you. I'm not a preacher, because I know you don't have long down here.
I thank you for standing with us, sir. We will enjoy having anybody out there that will stand with us. This is a horrible thing, and we need some people with some guts, some real courage, some real devotion to righteousness. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for standing with us. All right, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Me and my husband and my dad talked about what's going on about the bathroom issues and other things that's going on, and it's a war against God.
Yes, it is. Are you going to stand with me?
Yes, I'm not a preacher, but I'm a firm believer in the Lord's return and in Him and His blood. And He will remove Obama from office.
All right, we're praying and fasting now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So set those days apart, and somebody's got diabetes, like my wife. They may not can fast the full time. They just fast as much as they can, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day.
And thank you for calling. You know, we're going to have plenty of people who stand with us. I believe that. And out there across the fruited plains, all the way in other countries, you'll get some of this. We'll get this only a little later. And when you do, when you tune in and you decide to be part of us, we're going to enjoy having you part of us, okay? Fasting and praying for God to remove this man who clearly has become a reprobate now. He stepped over the line so far. In fact, he's been stepping over the line for so long. And so it took something this radical, I guess, to give us a reason to stand up like we're doing. And we don't have to feel bad about it. We don't have to wonder who's going to attack us and who's going to be angry with us. This issue, it doesn't matter how angry you get if you're on the other side. This nation has been a nation for the good things. And we've done more for the world and for many nations and for people of many needs. This nation has been wonderful, and I am a person that loves America, and I'm grateful for the good things. So give us a call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now again, if you join me early, I want you to hear this scripture in the book of Ezekiel. If you join me later, I'm sorry. I want you to hear this scripture in Ezekiel. It is imperative that you hear it. Here was a city under great siege by wickedness. I mean, godlessness was taking the city like a storm. And the Lord said unto them, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon their foreheads of the men that sigh and cry. Notice he said men. I'm sure women were certainly included, but this was specifically for the men. Men are supposed to be courageous. Men are supposed to stand for right. Men are supposed to pay the price to do what's right and to keep their nation and their people pure. Men are really to be courageous, but much of our nation is full of wimpy men. I don't know how in the world a nation could be so full of wimpy men. I don't know how the church could be so full of wimpy men. Think about the churches in this city, from Myers Park Baptist down the list, who are willing to fight for the right of the unclean and the wicked, not even caring about little children. Not even caring about young people. Not even caring about the good people who are literally being destroyed by all of this. It's really overwhelming. It's overwhelming. Now, the ladies are standing by. The lines are open. We got four lines, so you can keep calling 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. And we've got, of course, email, and I'll go to the emails in a little bit. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. Now, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I just want to say that I'm in my early 30s, I was raised by my great-grandmother, and I want you to know that you still have a younger generation standing behind you, because I feel the same way. I'm Pentecostal, and I believe that we need to do something.
Yes, and I believe these 33 pastors I've already got, and I hope we'll have 100. This idea came to Joey Yates, who's one of our men in our fellowship, Bible Holiness Ministerial Fellowship. He pastors in Danville, Virginia, one of the finest men I think there is on in the church and in the pulpit today. A great preacher, a great teacher of the Word. And so we're just standing together, and we're going to fast and pray, and we believe that God is going to hear our prayers and remove this man from our White House. We can't take the rest of this year with him doing one more thing after another. Who knows what he'll do before the year is over? I mean, there's no end to what the man will try.
That's right. And given the opportunity, if he puts us under martial law, he can stay in there.
That's probably, if I've ever met or heard of a man that would try a trick like that, this man probably would. But I don't believe he would succeed. I think there's millions of us that would march on Washington and pull the city down if we had to stop it. I mean, I just think that's what we'd have to do. We just have to march on Washington in the millions now, so there won't be room for nothing but us, you know, and just pull the city down and stop it. We have to stop what's going on by the grace of God. Now, you say, Brother Chambers, Jesus is coming and the world is going to go literally to hell. It shouldn't go to hell before the saints are gone, before the rapture. We ought to be fighting and standing up and doing right. Nothing evil, nothing wrong, nothing mean, nothing snaky. Our lips ought to be kind and gentle and plain. We ought to say we're not putting up with this, and we're going to stand tall, and that's what we're doing.
Amen, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And God bless you. Now, all over the fruited plains, I want to hear from you. You are very important to us, and we will do our best. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. Going along with your program today, I'm sure you've heard this before, but a lot of people's been praying Psalms 109, verse 8, let his days be few, and let another take his office.
Well, that's a good scripture. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. And that's a good prayer to pray. We just want somebody to take his office in the next 3 days.
Yes, sir.
Who knows what the man will do? The man has reached a point that he is so reprobate, and he is so void of conscience. He has no compass of his life. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I mean, over and over, we've seen this. He's spent our money by the millions, picnicking and playing party games and doing every kind of thing you can. It's really been a show, a shame, a sham. It's been horrible. And the Democrat Party is answerable for this. And many Republicans who wouldn't stand up, I can't believe the wimpy Republicans we've had the last 8 years. They've been horrible. But something good is about to happen, I believe.
All right, Reverend Chambers, God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for calling. Well, I pray that all over our audience, and let me get to the emails here. I'm sure we may have some people there, and we want you involved with us, okay? We are just grateful. We put this on Facebook earlier this morning. It's gone now. Over 60 people have signed up there. Over 60. Did you hear that? That's just plain wonderful. I don't know what all God's going to do before this thing is over, but we're going to pray and we're going to believe God. That's all we can do. We're going to pray and we're going to believe God. And if you have a question and you want to send it by email, I got it up here. Took me a minute. Had too many things in front of me, but you just send your email or you call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. You are very important. Here we got one. I already have one. Matthew 18:8. But whoso shall offend, listen to this. This scripture comes from New York. Whoso shall offend one of these, no, it comes from the Bible, but my friend in New York. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it was better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the depth of the sea. Now, he is offending children. I mean, I know little girls, a lot of pretty, sweetheart little girls. We got a bunch of them here. We got a bunch of them here at this church and this school. And I want to tell you something, my friend. If they had to go in a bathroom with a transvestite in there, some man that is acting like he's a woman, and they would see this, they would be horrified. They would be traumatized. They literally would be traumatized. Thank you, Gary. Remember that scripture now. Matthew 18:6. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones who believes in me, it were better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the sea. I tell you, Obama would be better off if he would have died years ago before he became president. Because he's going to answer for all this stuff. He is going to answer. There's no ifs and there is no ands. He is going to answer. Thank you, Gary. You send your text, or no text, I'm sorry, your email, jrc@paulcreek.org. The number open, 1-800-338-7884. Local number, 704-391-0588. I'm praying. Father God, by the power of the blood, by the power of the blood, I believe you to free our White House from this very reprobate man. I believe you, Father, to remove him from office. You set up one and you take down another. And we're asking you, we believe it's time. Father, we're waiting before you. We're not fasting because we're trying to put pressure on you. We're fasting to show ourselves humble before you, to open our heart and wait on you, and to believe you, God, to do something magnanimous for us and with us and among us. And awake America up. Awake America up. How could America be so asleep? How could anybody take this? Thank God for our mayor. Thank our mayor. Our mayor has been one of the ones who caused all of this. Thank God for our governor. Thank God for our governor. That McCurry is standing tall and strong. And I'm grateful. We're praying for him. We're praying for him, and we're going to give him our best in November, too. I promise you that. Anybody else want to email me, want to hear from you? I'm going to go back here to my main scene. I want to make sure everything's going fine. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. We've already got preachers in Gastonia that's joined us. Thank you so very much. I'm not naming anybody. They didn't tell me I could, but I'm grateful for them. We got preachers in Virginia. We got preachers in Oklahoma. We got preachers. We got a man in Missouri. I don't know where all we got them from, but 33 the last count I got, and it'll probably be 100 before tomorrow's over, fasting and praying 3 full days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, let me say to all the lay people, elders, Sunday school teachers, ushers, whatever your task is, you're just as welcome as the ministers. We're counting ministers because these men and women, if they're women, are absolutely responsible. They're absolutely responsible. They'll answer to God if they don't stand up. And you will too, I know, but to a lesser degree. Because a man of God is really responsible in a situation like this. If he doesn't stand, he's in a heap of trouble. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes for nothing. I mean, there's no riches. There's nothing that I would do. Now, lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, I want the ministers to call me. Let's spend these last 35 minutes with ministers calling me. I want ministers that will say, hey, I'm ready to join your Reverend Chambers. And I want you to know, it doesn't matter what your denomination is. If you're a Jewish rabbi, I would love for you to join us. If you're a priest in an Episcopal church, I'd love for you to join us. If you're a priest in the Catholic church, I'd love for you to join us. We are fasting and praying before God. Who knows what God may do in us individually while we're fasting and praying. Because when a man, when anybody, men or women, open their hearts to God and they get before him in fasting and prayer, something good is going to happen. And it will happen every time. And I'm going to be before him, believing God for sinners to be saved and conviction to come, believing God for every. In fact, I just saw a testimony yesterday of a man who had had a transgender change, and he got saved and right with God, and renounced all of that stuff, and has gone back to being who he was supposed to be. And isn't that thrilling? And then I just had a testimony this morning, and this one will break your heart. A little girl in Chicago, in a restroom, and a man grabbed her and started choking her and tried to molest her, and they caught him. The ladies in the restroom and the people in the hallways and the clerks in the store surrounded the man and wouldn't let him leave until police got there to arrest him. He even had his picture. And it was a sad. See, that's what is so sad about this. How many sodomites will pose themselves as being a transgender and get into any bathroom they want to walk in, any shower where girls are showering after a basketball game or whatever may have occurred? I mean, you're talking about all kinds of abuses. You're talking about a president that has no common sense. He's already past that. He's a reprobate mind. All of that's gone. We believe in God to remove him. Are you listening? We are believing God, our Father in heaven, by the name of Jesus, to remove him from office, to clean out that White House, and to let us get ready for better days. And let it send the message. Let it send the message. That's what we're asking God to do. Let it give us a warning. Us who are preachers, we need to be warned. We need conviction like we've never had. We need God to discipline us and chasten us until we turn from anything in our life that's not as pure as it ought to be, and have a mighty move of God. You see, the rapture is at the door. Oh, you say, Brother Chambers, the rapture could take place. Why are you worried about all of this? I'm not supposed to quit being concerned until I'm gone. I believe I should prepare to stay and prepare to go. I should be ready to stay or ready to go, whichever it is. If it's time to go, I'm ready. If it's time to stay a while, I'm ready. And that's how you ought to be. Giving your best. The Bible says that we are to be by the Holy Spirit, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We ought to be a restrainer that holds the enemy back. And that's what we're doing right now. This is what this is all about, is restraining darkness until the rapture occurs. Restraining darkness until the rapture occurs. That's our business today. And that's what we do with all of our heart. Now, lines are open, 704-391-0588. I want nobody to miss now getting your question answered. And if you are upset at me and you want to call and tell me, I will listen to you tell me, okay? Use good language. Don't be mean and ugly. Just tell me what you think and what you think's wrong. And I will listen and do my best to be gentle and kind and to pray. There are people out there who also are close to being reprobates. And some are reprobates. And you may not understand nothing we're saying. And you may feel anger at us. We pray you'll let that go, that you won't be angry with us. We want you to come to know Christ. We want you to be born again. We want you to be saved by the blood. We really do. We care about your soul. Now, all of my email, all of my web listeners and viewers, get on your email and send me a question, or send me a thought, or send me something you feel. To make it real short, just one or two lines. I can't read big long paragraphs. I don't read things good over the air like this because I usually try to do it too fast. But I want to hear from you. I want you involved with us. I want to know what you're thinking, and I want to be a blessing to you. And I want to tell you, if ever you've got yourself ready for the coming of the Lord, this day demands it. If you're not saved, I want you born again before today's over with. Young people out there who have become careless, your family's not raised you with any degree of conscience, and you don't understand what we're dealing with, just call me and let me talk with you about it. Let me try to explain it to you. I would love it. I would love to help you, young lady, young sir. I would love to help any child out there who've been taught and they got you thinking maybe you're a girl when you're a boy, or you're a boy when you're a girl. Let me talk with you about it. Let me pray with you about it. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit will help you. The Lord Jesus will deliver you. He'll break that. See, in most cases, that's probably a demon. And the Lord will bind that old demon and cast him back from you. And you'll be free of it. And you can be normal. And you can be happy. And you can go on with your life in a normal biblical fashion and get ready for heaven. I want you to get ready for heaven. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I'm telling you that right now. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I want you to be saved. I want you to be saved. I'm praying for you. I'm weeping for you. Oh, God's helped me lately to weep for the unsaved more than ever in my life. Now grab your email or your phone. Let's don't waste any time. Let me go to my junk mail here. I can't see as clear as I used to, so may have somebody that the email doesn't get to me right. Don't find anybody. So I want to hear from you. You are important, and we will do our best to help you. All right, here's a question. Hello, I'm listening to your broadcast right now, and I want you to know I am 27 years old and a deacon at Freedom Independent Baptist Church in Conway, South Carolina. My generation, I fear, are the sheep that will do this country the sheep will do this country in. I agree that Obama needs to go, and we have to stand up as the children of God. I will be praying along with you, brother. God bless. Oh, thank you, my young friend. No name there, not important. I'm just glad he called, and he's from Conway. He's a member of the Baptist Church in Conway. Thank you. We want the Baptists involved. We really do. We want everybody that believes the Bible involved, that believes the Holy Word is infallible. That is the truth of God. So grab your phone. I'm waiting for you. I want the lines busy. Now, let's spend these next 30 minutes. Every line needs to be busy. We got four lines. The ladies are right there. You can call and say, my name is such and such, Reverend John, Reverend whatever. And you'll be part of the list. I'd love to have 100 before the program is over. 100 ministers. We got 33. My phone's ringing before the program started with people calling saying, I've got this, I've got that. And so we're all striving hard to have as many pastors as we can. I've got Assembly of God men working, and I'll get a report for them before the day's over. I think we'll have 100 for tomorrow. 100 before tomorrow. 100 ministers fasting and praying 3 days together in unison. I'm here to tell you, something is going to break. Woo! Something is going to break. I believe when two or three agree is touching any one thing, it shall be done. We're asking God to remove him. That's all we're doing. Remove him from the White House. We want him out of the White House before midnight Wednesday night. We want him out of the White House. Let's believe God for it. Will you join us? Will you get on the stick and join us? Will you get with it? And thank you to the young man so very much from Conway. That is thrilling to me. Now, I want other emails, and I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you, and I'm waiting on the phone lines. We're waiting for you to call. We want you to be involved with us. You say, Reverend Chambers, you've been a bother in Charlotte for 40-some years. I know. But just be patient. Jesus is coming, and I'm going to leave. Okay? Don't plan to leave till Jesus comes. I may. That's up to God. But I'm expected to be here till the rapture. So you're going to have to put up with me. So, you know, just get in here with me. Why don't you? Give your life to Christ. We need 100 good people in our church to make us stronger. We really do. So if you don't have a good, strong church, this is it. If you're in a weakling church that doesn't know what it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and don't know what it is to fast and pray, get somewhere that does. I'm crying out to you. I'm begging of you. Hey, we're at 5110 Tuckasegee right here in Charlotte, and you are important to us, and we'll do anything we can to be a blessing to you. I'm telling you, we'll do anything we can to be a blessing. Grab your phone now. I'm waiting on you, 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. I want the line solid busy now. Solid busy now to the end of this hour. Okay, I'm looking for you. So call us quickly. Grab your phone. The phones are open right now. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. You're important to me. I want you to know that you are very important to me. I love the people who are part of what we're doing. I really do. I care about you. I care about your life. And I'll do anything I can to be a blessing to you and to help you walk close to God and obey Him and live for Him. I want you to do that. The time is short. The time is near. And I want to hear. Now, what's your question? What can we do? How many of you believe this can happen? How many of you believe before Wednesday night, midnight, Obama can be removed from the White House? That's what we're praying. We're just believing that the chips are down. It's gone too far. We don't know what could happen in these last months. I mean, he could do one more damage after the other. Already the world looks at us like we're just insane to allow this man 8 years. Why in the world have we done it? Why have our Republicans done it? I do not understand. I do not know. Why have the Democrats done it? I do not know. But I know it's been horrible. And this is the bottom of the barrel. This is the last, I hope, gutter experience this man can spew upon us. And I think it's time we believe for action. So, together, we believe in God. Now, while we believe in God for that, we're getting ready for the rapture. Do you understand that? We're getting ready for that glorious coming, that glorious catching away. That glorious catching away. What a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, preacher, I'm proud of the governor of North Carolina. He won't bow, he won't bend, and he won't burn.
You're tired of him, or you're glad of him?
I'm glad for North Carolina, Governor McCrory.
Thank you, thank you. I feel the same way.
Thank you, bye-bye.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, brother, this is Brother Rick McMahon. We used to talk on the phone some when I was pastoring in Arkansas. I didn't realize he was on the radio until just a few minutes ago.
We've been on 43 years.
Well, I took up church out here in South Carolina a couple of years ago, but I was going to say it was good to hear from you, and I need to keep up with you.
And you are one of our preacher brothers.
Yes, sir.
You going to fast with us?
I will do it.
Okay, Brother McMahon, I am delighted. I really want all of us to come together on this issue. Nobody can fast and pray and not get some results in their life. And if we would get Episcopals, if we would get Catholics, though they don't believe things like we believe, if they got to fasting and praying, who knows what God would do?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's good to talk to you. Let me let you go.
And we have got to dedicate ourselves to this, like we've got a mark on our forehead, so the angel of God will know we are standing up. Did you hear the scripture I read in Ezekiel 9? Did you hear the scripture I read in Ezekiel 9? Are you gone, my brother? I guess brother is gone. I'm sorry. All right. Give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. The lines are ringing. I want you to feel this. And I want you to get ready for the rapture. I really do. I've got the scripture open here to read something that is really wonderful. And as I read, I will open, of course, stop for the calls as they come in. We want everybody to feel it. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness. Listen to this. Filthiness. And filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. You need to receive with meekness the engrafted word, my friend. You really do. And you're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, brother.
All right, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Ed Sullivan, I'm on the radio doing broadcast right now. I'm adding your name to Fasting and Praying with us Monday through Wednesday. Okay, Eddie?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. I'll talk to you after the broadcast. Call me at 15 minutes after 2. Thank you, man. You know, that was somebody calling me, and I didn't want to miss him, one of my preacher friends from way down in Lower Alabama, and he's with us. He's going to be with us. God bless you, sir, and now you on. May I help you? You on, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I took a cell call number. I've never done that before.
Okay. My name is Ed.
Okay, Ed.
Pastor, but I just wanted to call you and let you also know that all the people praying need to be praying that the voters' eyes would be open, too, because if Hillary Clinton gets in, we're going to have another in a time with like Obama.
We're going to take care of that in the weeks to come, I promise you. I will leave no stones unturned. I'm fixing to print an article with a prophecy the Lord give me that she would never be the president of these United States. And so you're going to hear my word on that in the next few weeks.
Okay, and we don't need burning in there either.
Isn't that the truth? Great day in the morning. I cannot tell people how to vote on this air, but I can sure tell them things that can give them some reasons to make decisions, and I will do that, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to be fasting with us?
Well, I've got a health issue. I might not be able to do a whole lot of fasting, but I'm going to be praying.
Well, do what fasting you can and then pray. Okay, thank you, sir. And I love you, my brother, very much. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very glad to talk with you. I do give you my total 100% support on this. Go all the way.
You with me all the way. Are you a pastor?
No, sir.
You're not. You're just a good layman, okay? So good laymen sometimes are better than good pastors, okay?
Sir, the people need to flood the school board and schools with their concerns and tell them to stop this. Because next, the federal government will try to take their children.
It's a dangerous time, brother. God bless you. I don't hear you good, but I'm so glad you called. I'm going to take another call. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor. I got behind on this fasting, and I'll be doing it for 3 days, too. And I really appreciate you asking, you know, just the regular people, laymen, and...
Yes, we want everybody. I'm getting pastors because they're leaders, and hopefully they'll tell their churches tomorrow and get their members fasting and praying.
Well, expect, a great thing, I think, is going to happen, Pastor. But also, when we do this, Satan's going to be coming against us.
Exactly, but you remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 begins with verse 3. Beautiful verses, and I'm telling you, when we fast and pray, we will win the victory over whatever comes against us.
That's true, Pastor. I believe that so strongly. You ought to quote that scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14 also.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and heal their land.
That's right, Pastor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. And thank you for calling, sir. And God bless your heart. Now, the lines are now all cleared out. So grab your phone and call us. Let me go to our website here and see. We don't want nothing to happen. My gracious, I hope I didn't do anything wrong there. Sometimes I hit the wrong thing and scares me to death. I'm still a little boy learning websites. I promise you, I'm still a little boy learning websites. All right, no more. I see emails. You're welcome. Want to hear from you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever we can do to help you, we're here to get a hold of you. We care about you. We want to minister to you. We want to answer your question. We want to help you get ready for the coming of the Lord is at the door. Now, while you're calling, remember emails, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org, and the number to call, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, and the local number is 704-391-0588. We got 15 minutes, time for you to call and get on the bandwagon with us. Get on the prayer line with us. Learn to fast and pray. Everybody ought to know how to fast and pray. Everybody ought to know how to fast and pray. This is an hour that demands fasting and praying. Now, I know we've got more than 100, count all the laymen that are calling us, but I want 100 ministers, and we're somewhere close to 40 already. I asked this morning early for 30, and we passed that before the broadcast started by, I think, was at 33. I don't know how many I've had during the program. The ladies will tell me when the program's over how many have called them, but we want to... we want you involved. It's later than you think. We've got to give it all we've got. We can't play around. We can't be lazy about it. I mean, our nation is on the verge of total chaos. Sodom and Gomorrah did not get by without the judgment of God. America becoming a Sodom and Gomorrah is not going to get by without the judgment of God. And remember, if God would have found 10 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, he said he would spare the city. And I know there's more than 10 here on us, on this bandwagon with us today. We're going to win this thing. Praying and fasting for God to remove Obama from the White House. We want him out of there. We are no more mercy. We want him out of there. And somebody says, you pray for him to be saved. Well, yes, I've done that many times. But I think he's a reprobate. I don't think he can be saved. I think he's gone far beyond that. And so we just have to accept that he's got to be out of there. That's all I can figure out. God bless you. You're on the air.
Yes. Did I hear you say a few minutes ago that God had told you that Hillary Clinton would not be the next president?
Yes, I did.
God spoke directly to you and told you that.
God gave me a prophecy of that several years ago.
Well, Reverend Chambers, would you be willing on the day after the election, if Hillary Clinton is elected president, to get on the air and confess to being a false prophet?
No, I won't confess to being a false prophet. I will confess to the fact if that should happen. And it's not going to happen. But if it should, for your sake, I would get on and say, boy, I really made a fool out of myself. And I have repented before God. That's what I will do.
You're willing to say that God didn't tell you that then?
I'm willing to say that I mistook what the Lord said to me. He showed it to me in a mighty move of his presence and spirit. And I believe it with all of my heart. And I would be more than willing to say I was wrong if I should be wrong. But I won't be wrong.
You claim to get direct...
Hey, I'm not going to go any further, okay?
Well, I just like to ask you, I'm just asking, do you claim to get direct revelation from God?
I have had many revelations from God. Biblical, right out of the book, or right in connection with the book. I mean, God has, he's been real to me, friend. I've been his for 64 years, and I've had many wonderful things that God has revealed to me in the Bible, and a few things he's revealed to me that has to do with life around us.
Well,
I remember when my son was away from God. He had never been saved. He was, I guess, 17 or 18. And I was so desperate for him. And I started fasting and praying for him. And one day I met, on Little Rock Road in the original fellowship hall. We still hadn't built the sanctuary. And I was praying, and God just filled that place and said, I'm going to save your son. I'm going to save your son. And I jumped up and ran home because my wife was under such a burden. And I said, "What, darling, the Lord just spoke to me. Our son is going to be saved in just a few days." And he was saved within 2 weeks.
You're saying that God speaks outside of the Bible to people. He doesn't only use the Bible. He speaks directly to people.
I'm saying that God reveals things to people. Absolutely. Oh, yes, by all means. Now, he never reveals anything that's contrary to the Bible. God don't speak contrary to this Bible.
Well, where in the Bible do you read that you have the right to tell the people whom the next president... Who gave you that authority?
Well, I will just let you figure that one out for yourself, sir. I would not ever be unkind to you. I can understand you being doubtful of me. And we'll just... Let's just wait. Let's put it on the altar now, and let's just leave it with God, okay?
Well, I just wish I knew how you had the authority to speak outside of Scripture.
Well, you need to read the Bible maybe more.
I do.
Have you never seen in the Bible? How about Apostle Paul? How many times did he speak things that nobody had ever spoke? I mean, the Jews tried their best to kill him because he gave so many wonderful, wonderful revelations from God.
Sir, you're not the Apostle Paul.
Of course not. I'm just an old Brother Chambers. I see through a glass darkly. I am not perfect. I don't claim anything, but I belong to God, and he's revealed himself to me quite a few times.
Now that we have the completed Bible, Reverend Chambers, we don't have need of any other form of revelation. God only speaks through his word.
And I, sir, wait now. Let me tell you that I couldn't agree with you more. God only speaks through His Word. And you heard me say, God has never showed me nothing. I've never said God showed me something that wasn't at least revealed in the Bible or set forth. You, our leaders are our responsibility. If we had men today like we had in the early days of America, we wouldn't have the mess in the White House we've got. Our problem is not the White House. Our problem is God's house. Now, sir, I have to move on because you're going to argue from now on. Please keep your eyes open and keep your ears open. Yeah. You know, it's a joy to be used of God. I don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve nothing. I'm telling you, I don't deserve nothing. I'm totally dependent on God. This preacher would be the biggest calamity in the world if God didn't have my life in His hands. He's disciplined me. He has tried me in the inch of my being, but He's always brought me through. And I love Him, and I trust Him, and I belong to Him. Well, that was okay. I'm glad He called. I gave Him a little more time than normal because I wanted Him to feel like He wasn't being just shoved off. I don't mind being criticized. I really don't. There have been a few times I probably needed more than I got. I'm human. I'm human. You understand. I'm human. I see through a glass darkly. I'm trusting Him. The Bible said we prophesy in part. Did you know the Bible said that? We prophesy in part. I am God's man to the best of my ability. I claim no perfection. Now, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Let's see if we're having the emails now. And every call has been so, I've been so grateful. Here's one. I just wanted to let you know that I support you. You, and I'll be praying with you. I've had the same verse on my heart lately. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, Brian. Your redemption draweth nigh. You know, we really are living near the coming of the Lord, friend. And our redemption draweth nigh. I got a scripture I'll read, and thank you, Brian. God bless your heart. Let me make sure that was from Texas. Great. God bless you. Now, Pastor Joseph, I'm praying with you. Obama's goal is to no longer be the United States of America. It is now the United Nations. He needs to pray that God remove him from any office. We need to pray that God will remove him from any office and every office in the world forever. You're a friend in Jesus. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Let me see if I have any others. Yes, here's a Chicago story. I told a little bit of that. They did not have the story about the man in the restroom with a little girl on the national news. It was about someone trying to stop the man from going in that would be made a big deal of it. Okay, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's take another call. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. That man that called in and wanted to argue, what kind of church you think he is from?
Well, I would never guess. That's completely in God's hands.
Yeah. Who are you going to vote for?
I've not decided that yet.
Okay.
I probably have decided it, but I'm not going to tell you until the right time. I'm waiting on the Lord about some things, okay? Let me make sure here, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, for the gentleman who just called, there is scripture in the Bible that the Lord showed me a long time ago, and it says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." If we love the Lord, we're going to do what He tells us to do.
Yes.
"He who loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him," which means I will make myself known to him.
Oh, yes, and God has done that for this unworthy little fella so many times. I am so dependent and so reliant on God with all of my heart. I have no other desire.
And the same for me, and the Lord showed me that a long time ago, that I was obeying Him, and I said, "Lord, I love you." "No, you're not obeying me." And I said, "Yes, I do." And anyway, He showed me that if I loved Him, He would make Himself known, and how He has done that. He has already healed me of cancer 4 times, plus 3 stomach operations that I've had that's not related to cancer. So he does make himself known to us. He will reveal himself to us as to what he wants in our life.
Thank you, and God bless your heart. Now call us, 1-800-338-7884. Let me read your scripture. And high look and a proud heart. Listen to that. A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. Now, the plowing of the wicked is sin. That means the cultivating of the wicked. The cultivating, the strengthening of their arm, their hand, the helping of them. When anybody helps the wicked, they are really violating the laws of God, and it's a very serious matter. It really is. I don't know about that man. Maybe he's on that side. I really don't know. But I know it's all in God's hands, and he will take care of it. And he'll take care of me. And if I blow it, he'll forgive me. Hallelujah. Because I want you to know, you're looking at a man that claims no perfection. That claims, if you think I'm perfect, you just come talk to Juanita, my sweetheart. She'll tell you I'm not. I wouldn't be without her, I promise you. No way, no way. Listen, we're just a bunch of godly people that love the way, love the cross, love the Savior, and giving our best to him. Now, it's been a joy to bring you this program. We have a little time here for another call or two. Let me see if there's any emails. I'm trying to keep this thing operating without hitting the wrong thing and messing up something. And by the grace of the Lord, so far, I think I have made it. If I didn't, I don't know it, and don't tell me till the program is over. Listen, it's been a joy. I want you to know Jesus is coming, and he's coming very, very soon. And I'm sorry, I didn't turn my mic off. I got to take you back to those scriptures if I have a little time here. I want you to be ready for that rapture. I want you to be ready for that rapture. I'm telling you right now, I want you ready for that rapture. Jesus is coming any minute now. He's coming, and you don't have time to play around. You don't have time to kid yourself. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Listen, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a doer, hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Oh, friend, get ready for the rapture. Get ready for the rapture. This telecast, broadcast, both, ought to make you want to get ready for that rapture. It ought to make you want to turn to God with everything inside of you, because the coming of the Lord is at the door. It really is. It's been a joy and a delight. Let's take a call or two here. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. I'm sorry. We'll go back. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers.
Yes.
I'm from Bolton, North Carolina. And you know what? I have been praying the prayer that you talked about today. I prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know what, but I want you to move the people out of the government that it should not be in there, the presidential people. Move them out. And you know what you answered me? I said, Lord, I prayed. I said, Lord, you got a perfect way of doing things. And we don't need people there that's going against your word, because it makes the nation suffer too.
Yes, it does. Thank you, sweetheart. I got to go. The line's it's ending on me. But I love you, and keep be praying and fasting with us. May I help you, please? I have only about 30 seconds. May I help you, please? All right, they hung up on me. That's okay. Didn't have time to go into details anyway. Listen, friend, it's been a joy today. I'm here to tell you, it's been a joy today, and I am most grateful before God for such a program. Hey, I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. JRC@paulcreek.org is our email, and I love you. Be a part of us. Visit us in church tomorrow. We love you. We will treat you nothing but good. I promise you that. We'll treat you nothing but good. I'm supposed to have wrong button. Jesus is coming. Jesus is
between my precious.
Oh, he's coming any moment now. Let me see if I can get on here. Praise the name of the Lord.
There's a peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide. Celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate. Celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. No more broken dreams, into my father.